The governors in both Wisconsin and Minnesota won election on a no-tax increase pledge, and Republican Tim Pawlenty says his budget proposal keeps that promise. At $28 billion over 2 years, it would be the largest budget in state history. But the governor points out that even with an overall increase, his budget would cut nearly every area of state government.
The only thing I can stand here and tell you is, with the exception of K-12 education, that is more or less being held harmless, everything else state government does is going to be impacted. We're in a crisis. We're in a crisis of historic proportions. And so as we travel the state, the answer can't be from Minnesotans, we know you got to cut, but don't cut my stuff.
Pawlenty's budget would provide a small increase in K-12 education funding for the classroom. The governor recommends cutting aid to cities and counties by nearly a fourth from current spending levels, far higher than the cuts proposed in Wisconsin. But Pawlenty is not recommending as deep a cuts in higher education as Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is. Pawlenty would cut higher education by 9%, compared to a much higher cut in Wisconsin, where state universities would lose a total of $250 million. Both governors would raise some fees. Governor Pawlenty wants to use about $1 billion from the state's tobacco settlement, money that's not available in Wisconsin because it was already tapped last year. Unlike Doyle's proposal, Governor Pawlenty doesn't call for layoffs of state employees, but he wants to freeze wages for all public employees, including teachers, cops, and firefighters. The head of the largest state employee union, Peter Benner of AFSCME Council 6, calls the pay freeze unworkable and unfair.
I did not hear the governor saying we are going to demand a profit freeze from everyone that sells goods and services to state and local government. I did not hear him say we're going to demand a price freeze from everyone that delivers services to state and local government. I guess if you're going to ask the public employees to come to the table there, let's ask the private sector.
Governor Pawlenty says the private sector has already experienced layoffs and pay freezes. Pawlenty's budget would increase spending on health and human services, but far less than the projected growth in demand for those services. He called health care spending a sumo wrestler that needs to be tackled.
And it is consuming us at a rate and scope that we cannot sustain. And so changes need to be made.
Pawlenty is recommending the elimination of a state-funded health care program that serves about 30,000 low-income adults who don't have children. They could then be eligible for Minnesota Care, the state's subsidized health insurance program. At the same time, Pawlenty would reduce eligibility and increase premiums and copays for Minnesota Care. State Senator Linda Berglund, a Minneapolis Democrat, says the changes would leave as many as 28,000 Minnesotans without health coverage, shifting the cost to hospitals and property taxpayers.
I do know that when you take people who are low income and don't have access to health insurance and you deny them health insurance from the state, you don't get rid of the health care costs. In fact, oftentimes you increase those costs because people wait and they end up showing up in an emergency room with a much higher cost problem.
Governor Pawlenty often compares Minnesota to Wisconsin and says his budget will bring Minnesota's social services more in line with Wisconsin's. At a rally of religious leaders at the Capitol, Reverend Peg Chamberlain objected to the comparison.
We are not Wisconsin. We've never been Wisconsin. We aren't going to be Wisconsin. We are Minnesota. And we have a heritage of a quality of life in Minnesota that was signified by the words of Hubert Humphrey, who said, "A society will be judged by how it treats those in the dawn of life, the dusk of life, and the shadows of life."
Advocates for low-income Minnesotans say Pawlenty's budget puts a disproportionate share of the pain on the poor. The governor says that's unavoidable because low-income people rely most heavily on government programs.
And for those who make that claim, I would say, what else would you like us to cut? We cut everything. I mean, what did we miss?
Some groups, such as the Children's Defense Fund and Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, respond by saying tax increases should be on the table. No one in Wisconsin is saying much about raising taxes. A handful of Minnesota legislators are starting to talk about the issue, but most Democrats say they're waiting to hear from the public. Republicans say public sentiment is on their side. They say polls show most taxpayers don't support tax increases to balance the budget. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Laura McCullum in St. Paul.